From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The chief of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency says the triple suicide bombing at the Istanbul airport has the hallmarks of an Islamic State group. John Brennan warning that the terror group may try the same thing in the U.S.
I would be surprised that ISIL is not considering carrying out these attacks in the near abroad as well as the far abroad. And the United States, as we well know, is leading the coalition to try to destroy as much of this poison inside of Syria and Iraq as possible. So it would be surprising to me that ISIL is not trying to hit us both in the region as well as in our homeland.
Meantime, Turkey's prime minister is already blaming the Islamic State group for Tuesday's deadly attack that killed 42 and injured more than 200 others. Dorian Jones has more on the story.
Flags across Turkey were at half-staff Wednesday as the country observed a day of mourning in the wake of Tuesday's triple suicide bombing attack at Istanbul's Atatürk International Airport. Within hours of the bombings, Atatürk Airport was reopened. Turkish security forces are now racing to identify the suicide bombers. The attackers appeared well organized and coordinated. Prime Minister Binali Yildirim, speaking hours after the attack, pointed the finger at Islamic State. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Controversial Rodrigo Duterte was officially sworn in as the 16th president of the Philippines on Thursday in a low-key inauguration in the capital. Duterte has dramatically was sworn in to cleanse the country of criminals and crooks in his first 6 months in office. Though many citizens welcome the action, human rights activists around the world worry about the potential sweeps of arrest, killing, and human rights violations. The 71-year-old former prosecutor elected in May to a 6-year term in his first role in national politics. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama, Canadian President, make that Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, and Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto are reaffirming their commitment to reject trade protectionism. The leaders met at the North American Leaders Summit in Ottawa on Wednesday.
The politics of trade are always difficult in every country. I don't know any country where there aren't going to be some folks who argue against trade. But we all believe that in an integrated global economy, the goal is not for us to try to shut ourselves off from the world, but rather to work together to raise standards around the world for workers and for the environment.
The United States, Canada, and Mexico account for almost 27% of the world's economic output. The Hague-based Permanent Court of Arbitration says it will rule on July 12th on a case filed by the Philippines against China's claim over the South China Sea. China has refused to participate in any hearings and says it will not comply with any decision by the tribunal. Six governments have conflicting territorial claims in the South China Sea: China, Vietnam, the Philippines, Taiwan, Malaysia. One day after the Zika funding failed in the U.S., lawmakers are hearing a sobering assessment of the virus potential to do harm. They also heard about America's lack of preparedness to fight the mosquito that carries the Zika virus. The deputy director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention noted that more than 500 pregnant women in the United States have contracted Zika, and the number is certain to rise. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power, calling the international community to take greater action in tackling the refugee crisis. She spoke at the U.S. Institute of Peace in Washington on Wednesday.
At the end of 2015, more than 65 million people were displaced worldwide, over half of them children. That is the highest number on record since the UN's Refugee Agency started collecting statistics.
Power announced the U.S. plans to intensify resettlement of efforts to admit some 30,000 more refugees over the next 2 years. The U.S. has indicted six Honduran police officers for allegedly conspiring with the son of the former president, Porfirio Lobo, to smuggle cocaine into the United States. The police have not been taken into custody. They're accused of taking bribes from two undercover officers posing as Mexican drug lords. The Fabio Lobo, son of the former president, introduced the officers to the purported drug lords. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.